Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, first things first, happy NFL season to my fellow NFL fans out there. I know we're already in week four, but this is the first game day that is also a recording day for my Minnesota Vikings. Unfortunately, they lost today already pre-recording this, but that is okay. I'm still just happy to be wearing my jersey again and happy it's the season, and I hope you all are too if there's any fans of the NFL out there. Okay, definitely have a fun one for you today. We are talking about a tool that we have touched on before on the AI Marketing Navigator, but is absolutely well worth a revisit now, and that is Higgsfield AI. And I've been thinking about how to best classify Higgsfield AI for any users who did not see our previous episodes on the tool or any users who have not experienced the tool. And it goes well beyond a typical AI generation engine, an AI image generator, an AI video generator, which it is both of those things for sure. And the tool has actually grown quite a bit since its early days. In fact, I think it's going to become my creative hub for AI generation here for a little while. And to that point, I think it's like I said, really worth a revisit. There's been so many new features and improved additions and models that it's well, again, worth going through each new feature. And we are going to touch on a few of them today in our episode. And I think one of the things that's so great about Higgsfield AI is their apps, as they call them, their effects, as it were. And we're going to check out a few of those in tonight's episode, but essentially they're pre-packaging these viral video effects and ideas and shots and AI generations, and they're really just allowing you to see what these different apps are capable of and use them in your own creative ways. And I think, you know, these can still primarily be used on organic social media, but there's a lot of use cases in actually publishing these as advertising and paid media as well, because as you're gonna see, you can very quickly and very easily get some high quality results with some of these effects that would take you quite a long time or quite a lot of money in professional services to obtain. And like I said, one of the things that makes Higgsfield so brilliant, I think, is on top of the AI image generation, on top of the AI video generation, you have these pre-packaged viral ideas, actually, if you will, or viral content. But actually, before we discuss the marketing use cases, let's just show you a little bit of what's going on with these visual effects, these apps, all of the different tools that Higgsfield AI offers to you. You should be seeing the Higgsfield AI Explore screen right now. And at the top, you can see all these different tools. Visual effects is the first one you're going to see, and they have just as many of these visual effects as they do these apps, which is what we're going to talk about today. And these apps, well, it looks like they have a little bit more visual effects, but both the visual effects, these apps, all of these tools essentially that Higgsfield offers are basically prompts. And you combine your images and your input with these prompts, with these camera shots, and you get these incredible outputs and all of these different pre-packaged generators. If you're watching along on video, we have a couple of these newer ones, these ASMR ones, which is called out here actually in the menu on Higgsfield AI. And we actually generated one of those, an ASMR Alex that I will inflict upon you later in this episode. But there's a few other things here. One that really caught my eye was the 3D figure. We also had to try that. But if you're noticing, there's a lot of product advertising potential here as well. And we're going to touch on that too, as far as marketing go. So I think we will just do some quick product videos. What we'll do is I'll show you the videos that I generated already, and then we'll test out some product placement videos on the fly so everybody can get a feel for that as well. If you recall, we made a little zero gravity backpack, the zero pack, on a previous episode. We'll put that in, and we'll also put a new product that we came up with for the show using some of these product placement capabilities. And again, you can just see how many of these are perfectly designed for product advertising and things like that. And I just have to say again how much I really love this about the user experience of Higgsfield, giving these templated options, these different scenes and shots and effects and apps. And we've seen similar tools like Pika that do that as well, where they don't make the user do the work. The user can just enjoy scrolling, find the effect, find something that catches their eye or that they enjoy, and in a couple of seconds put their own creative spin on it. And it's really just an added bonus for us as marketers that there are so many marketing use cases and they're so numerous, and the quality of these tools is increasing so rapidly beyond a novelty. Okay, and the last thing I want to show you before we dive into what we have created and then creating our own stuff is just some of the effects that caught my wife's attention, the AI Marketing Navigator wife, who was kind enough to give me some of her input on some of these different effects. And she is absolutely more artistically gifted than I am, and much less obsessed with AI anyway, and maybe even an AI skeptic on a bad day, which is probably why we get along so well. We balance each other out so much. Shout out to my lovely wife, Lauren. Anyway, on that artistic point, this one right here called Renaissance actually caught her attention. And of all things, because all the people raised their phones around the same time to take the image, which is a really provided a lot of realism. So we're going to test that one out on the fly actually right now. So as you can see, you just click into these effects and all you have to do is add your image. First, we're going to select we want a video. Right now we have something in the queue, or at least it thinks we have something in the queue. So we're just going to hit start new. We're going to do a video, and I'm going to upload an image of just one of our screenshots from let's see, what do we have left over? Maybe anything from yesterday. Let's do something from yesterday, one of these screenshots, and we'll see if that goes well with a Renaissance style painting. So we're going to generate that in just 1 second here. Let's hop over back to the apps and we'll check that out in a second. Another one that caught my wife's attention, and I think is worthy of a shout out as well, only because, it's super cool, yes, but I think it actually produced the best resulting video, and that is this burning sunset one right here. So let's hop over into my videos. I'm going to show you what I was able to do with the burning sunset. And like I said, I'm tempted, or maybe I didn't mention this, but I am tempted to use this as a potential ad of some sort, even though it's a little bit on the dark and intense side. Here it is. Check it out right now. This burning fire, although it is a couch for some reason, and I would prefer it maybe be an office chair. That would be really nice if we could make little tweaks like that on the fly to these videos within Higgsfield. And somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's like the nano banana of video editing yet, unless I'm mistaken, and I honestly hope I am. Okay, we're gonna let you guys check out this quick clip. And like I said, I think I might have to use it for something. I think it's kind of cool. Not a whole lot going on, obviously, in the video, but I think it looks super realistic, and that's a super dramatic Alex there that we might have to use some of that drama in an ad campaign at some point in the future. And then last but not least for things that were noticed by my wife was the banana eating video. And I had to ask her why, and she was absolutely right. And you guys have to tell me all the use cases for having a banana eating video, because my wife's question was, why not just film a video of yourself eating a banana instead of having AI create yourself eating banana? And we tried this out, and it would definitely look a lot better if I actually just pulled out my phone and filmed myself eating a banana. But hey, you could probably do or insert some character or your brand mascot or whatever if you wanted them to eat a banana for some reason. Anyway, what are the use cases for banana eating videos, guys? Hit me up in the comments. I definitely want to know. Or tell me if you agree with my wife and it would just be easier and more prudent to film yourself eating a delicious banana. And it would be healthy too. So you have a benefit there as well. Oh, and actually I must have deleted the banana eating photo. So let's actually use that as an example for one of these apps. We'll go down to the bottom here and we'll grab this banana eating effect. And again, here it's going to ask us if you want an image or a video. I'm going to go with video, and we're going to upload an image this time of, let's just do me in the fake studio that we had Gemini Nano Banana generate for us earlier on in the day. So let's go ahead and use that image right there. And we're gonna generate an image of that Alex, start new, eating a banana. And again, we'll see if it's even anywhere close as realistic as maybe just stepping up and eating a banana on camera. Okay, I'll go ahead and generate. Okay, so in honor of my wonderful wife, here are the generations she picked. First, it was that the best one, I think, of any of our generations that we're going to see as we scroll through here, and that is this awesome flaming couch one, which is going to be some dramatic ad in the future. I know it is. I have to make it some dramatic ad. The other one being this Renaissance portrait turned out pretty well. Also had like everybody in the audience acting normally, and we had a couple hands that appear somewhat human, which is always good. Maybe not the hands in the painting now that I look at it more closely, but even multiple humans raising their phone at the same time, which, as my wife pointed out, is something that really adds to the realism. And then lastly, here's the fake banana eating. Let's see how it turned out right now. If you're watching, it's in slow motion, which is very uncomfortable. Yeah, I think all in all, just pretty uncomfortable. Unfortunately, way too realistic. So I'm sorry for subjecting anybody to that just now. Hopefully we don't have to mark this episode as explicit or anything. Anyway, a couple more of these amazing results now. Let's check them out. First, I mentioned the 3D action figure one. This one turned out pretty good as well. If you're watching along on screen, you can see little action figure AI Alex getting picked up and shown to the camera, and turned out pretty good. A lot of these grabbed like my necklace and turned it silver instead of gold, and my eyes are black in this, which is a little creepy. But anyway, it turned out pretty cool. I like it very much. And to continue on the nerd bent, I also created one of a Lego version of Alex. And this one, I think, I can't remember exactly what the Lego movement was, but he gets up and he like waddles on the chair a little bit and does a little Lego dance, which is pretty cool as well. And it does all right on the background in the office and things like that. It creates some artifacts here and there, but does pretty well. So those were some ones that I just had to do for fun. But I also tried some of our product placement results as well. The first one here, kind of basic, is our brand new hydrating energy drink, Pop Water from Digital Pop, that we created for our advertising today. And it's just a big can in the middle of a city, literally like a building size can for anybody not watching along. And this is the kind of B footage that you can use in some ads. You can extend it a little bit, do some editing. This one worked out really well, the Pop Water in a fridge. This is the fridge ad app from Higgsfield. And you can see it now if you're watching along on video, that she just reaches in and grabs the can, and I think it works out really well. Definitely one of the more effective videos that we were able to generate here. A little bit of AI flash there in the hand, I think, at some point. Let me know if you guys see that also. This one was for our Zero Pack Gravity Backpack, and definitely a cool one as well. The graffiti, I think we'll do that one on the fly here in a little bit for our Pop Water and see how that turns out. But they nailed the backpack, the look of it from the image we gave. The only thing that they didn't have is the Zero Pack name. We weren't able to add any prompts. So I think that's one thing that would be nice in these apps, is the ability to add prompts. You can create very similar effects using their bevy of image and video tools and use prompts from the templates, the visual effects and things like that to bring into there. And so you can kind of do your own version of these things, but the apps just make it, again, such an intuitive user experience. So anyway, we weren't able to add the wording, but you can see how we could very quickly nail a Zero Pack at the bottom here in this advertisement. I'm gonna go ahead and play that one right now. It's not anything super intense, but the graffiti artist just walks away and we have a little zoom out of the graffiti. So pretty cool on that one. And we're gonna try that one in a second here, I think. Here we have our Zero Pack backpack again, and this is a pretty basic shot where you're just having some rotation. I liked this one and I kept it because it nails the backside of the backpack, which technically, if we had shown it or had the capability to show it in another image, we did add like an embroidered Zero Pack label at the back on the top. But I tried this image or this kind of zoom or effect on the backpack a couple times, and the back turned out all sorts of weird AI mess. And this one is actually pretty natural. It looks pretty good. So I think it does a good job and nails. And again, something you can throw into a montage of similar shots and events to clip something together. Okay, gotta preface this next one with a warning. This is some creepy, well, maybe not creepy, but I find it creepy, maybe because it's me or it's meant to be me. It's an AI version of me. But this is the ASMR effect, or one of their ASMR apps that we're going to use for this product marketing here. And first things first, the lettering you'll see is all messed up. So if you're going to use this type of video, this ASMR personal or personally or a model, which I would probably recommend so it doesn't go so crazy with the facial morphing and things like that. Heads up, if ASMR makes you uncomfortable, then this is probably going to do that. If some AI weirdness makes you uncomfortable, this is probably going to do that too. Here is an ASMR Alex selling this Pop Water.
Pop Water hydrates and energizes.
Yeah, just a little uncomfortable. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, if that's uncomfortable or not. And I apologize in advance if it is and you've been scarred by ASMR Alex and his can of Pop Water. Okay, and then last but not least, before we create a couple together on the fly, this one was pretty cool and I thought it would work out well for our backpack because it's got this chameleon that turns into a bright color purple along with our backpack and then crawls over on top of it, which I thought was a cool effect. It gives the backpack some real definition in the space. And again, just for little clips that you can kind of creatively mash together, I think this is a great tool. And on top of these little clips, on top of these apps, you do have access to all of these image generation tools, all of these models, same with the video, image editing, Nano Banana, all that stuff. So like I said, Higgsfield just very quickly became one of my favorite AI tools over the course of the weekend here. Okay, let's do some generations together. Let's check out some of their visual effects and see if there's something in there we can test out together first. And actually, one that catches my eye, and again, apologies in advance, but it's kind of disturbing, but that's why I think it would be effective, is this horror face. If you're watching along on video right now, you can see the app, or excuse me, this is a visual effect on Higgsfield, and it has this lovely model who steps off frame and then comes back as a creepy, terrifying, horrifying monster. So I'm thinking, you know, use it as a video of something like, someone just told me I couldn't have this product, or someone just told me I couldn't have my pop water for the day. And so I got up and let them know how I felt about it, or something like that. And we can use that. So let's go ahead. Let's use horror face as our filter here. As far as face goes, not sure. And you guys can see, again, from these examples that they have here, it's pretty terrifying as far as an effect goes. And again, I think it'll be scroll stopping in the feed if it were an advertisement. For that reason, let's go ahead and try and use it here. Let's generate. Okay, so we give it a start frame, we give it an end frame. We have our horror face. It's actually in our little editing space right now. Let's give it a start frame of let's give it a start frame of like Vikings Alex or something like that, where we find out that the Vikings just lost their game today and we have to get up and be upset about it. So we're going to upload that image. Our prompt is the man walks off camera and comes back in close with a twisted horror face. And that was my prompt. I just threw it in there a second ago. Okay, so here we have it. You can check it out for yourself. You might have caught a glimpse of our result right there for a second, but not as good a quality result as I thought I saw in the examples, but I tried it a few times and I think this is the best one we got. And I think it can still be used somewhat creatively. Like I said, cranky version of yourself, you know, like those Snickers commercials or something like that. Like, this is the hungry version of AI Alex, or the version that just watched the Vikings lose, like I said. Let's go through a couple different ways that we can place our products in these videos, in these effects, in these assets for ad use or whatever use you'd want to use them for. The first ones we're going to do are in the apps, so the pre-built ones, and then we'll go ahead and do a image generation where we do product placement using the product placement features directly in the Higgsfield tool. Okay, so we're going to start with apps. And again, you can see that many of these are already product related. So some of these ASMR ones, this visual poster, this 3D render right here, which I think is kind of cool and a cool creative way to maybe advertise your product. So let's go ahead and do that one, the 3D render. And again, all you have to do is find your image and drag and drop. You select if you want a video or an image generated. We're going to do a video because I kind of want this cool rotation that they have here with the product. And again, you get a glimpse at the kind of image that they used. We're just going to use a image of our pop water, our digital pop water. And we're going to grab that one with a background this time because I kind of want to see if it can incorporate some of that into the 3D model like they did for the example. And actually, I think what I'm going to do for this one is a screenshot of the office because it'll hopefully incorporate some of the background into it, which would be cool to see that in a 3D model. So let's grab one of these from the office today, and we'll generate our 3D model video using that. And stand by, we will hop forward in time here to when this generation is complete. Okay, so having a little trouble with this 3D render one, it keeps giving us that error. So what I did instead is I went to the other one that I thought was really cool and that we showed you a little bit ago, which was the graffiti ad. And let's go ahead and just create one of these now. And so all you have to do, again, is throw in the picture of your item, your product. We're going to throw in the picture of our pop water. Last time we did the backpack and that turned out great. Let's see what the pop water looks like. And then we're going to do a video. So again, I keep forgetting to hit that, but you know, typical. And we'll generate that and we'll see what that looks like since that other one wasn't working for us. So stand by. Okay, and here you have it. I think it turned out pretty cool. Actually, I was hoping maybe they would do the actual can on the wall, which is probably what I would have requested from an actual artist or something like that, but you get the point. And they did some crazy little icon over pop water at the end, which made it a little weird. So I think the backpack one turned out a little bit better for the graffiti result. But just another example of how to use these Higgsfield apps. So let's go into their editing capabilities now. And you can see that you have banana placement where you can do product placement, but also this little product placement feature here. Let's use the banana placement and go ahead and try that out. What this is going to allow you to do is simply upload an image and do your edits with a draw tool or a mask tool. So let's go ahead and upload an image. Let's do an image of our backpack sitting on the table in that classroom. And let's add another backpack right next to it. Let's place an additional product right next to it. You could do the same thing with our pop water or something like that. Okay, so if you're watching along on screen, we now have this little brush that we are brushing with or painting with or drawing with that's covering a certain area. So let's just draw the area where we want this additional backpack to appear, right, like this, something like that. And I think that should do the trick. And then we're going to ask the banana placement tool or the product placement tool, please create an, I don't know, what color should we do? Let's do a light blue. See if we can match kind of the other aesthetic of the room here in the image, version of the same backpack that is in the photo. Let's see how well it does that. That's a little bit of a twist on the challenge. And actually, we're going to add this the product photo as well. We're going to add this product photo of the backpack as well. And so hopefully it creates a light blue version, puts it right here next to our existing version. Let's go ahead and generate that. And this is a really easy, quick way to, by drawing, add something to your image. So we're gonna go ahead and generate. And here we have our results. And I messed up on this first one. It just has a little placement object. It just swapped the purple backpack for a blue version, which is what I wanted to be set next to the purple backpack. What we got instead in this other one was a little bit of a smaller version. So let's do a different example that's not quite as challenging on the tool. But here we have a little bit of an example of where it falls short, which is always good to include as well. So let's go back to our image. Let's go back to our edit, actually. And let's do banana placement again. Let's upload some media. And this time we're going to, let's take another shot of our fake AI navigator, AI Marketing Navigator Studio, excuse me. And let's put like the can of pop or digital pop water in my hand in this image. So let's see if we can just draw this right here. So space, show the man in the image holding the digital pop can in the attached product image. Should be clear enough, I think. So let's go attach our product now. And we should get a result in which I am now holding this digital this pop water in this masked area. So let's just stand by for a second and I will let you know. Okay, and there you have it. And this one is pretty good. You can definitely tell that this is AI generated still, but again, I think usable, depending on your definition of publishable or usable, but for a matter of a couple seconds, very impressive. And I think there's a second one that we can check out here as well. Let's try and back out. Yeah, here's the other one. Maybe that might be a little more realistic. The can is a little bit smaller than I was hoping, but it might be a little bit more realistic anyway. So that we just did that with drawing in a certain area and we wanted to place our product in our hand there, and it was that simple. We were able to do that in a matter of a couple seconds. So if you're in the product advertising space, if you are in product marketing and you are looking for some quick and easy wins on some video ads and some product placement, then I think Higgsfield AI is absolutely worth checking out. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified every time we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.